Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Monday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, you can check us out on 910 The Fan and 105.1 on the FM dial. And of course, we are streaming live on the Odyssey app. Take us on the go wherever you may be. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Jason doesn't like to watch us live. He gave me the thumbs up because I changed the channel.
It's too distracting. Yeah, I can't do it.
But we invite you to watch us on the Monumental Sports Network.
Yeah, I want everyone else to, just not me.
Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Monday, March 11th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Daylight savings time, just crushing your guy over here. Just pwning me. Just stealing my soul, actually.
Jason Bishop's here as well.
John Paul Flame.
I think it's a fantastic thing. You have daylight now until 7 p.m. now, Cakes.
We all like that.
It's just about short term.
Just rough term, adjusting.
Like, yeah, oh, trust me.
Yeah, it's not great.
Ask me what time I got back from the fights to Parkland, Florida. So my buddy Eric, I stayed at Eric and Sophie Spritz's house, really nice house in Parkland, Florida. The fights for UFC 299 in Miami, Florida. Ask me what time I got home place.
I'm going to just guess.
This would be on Saturday. And let me preface this by saying I had an Uber at 6 a.m. to get to the airport to fly home.
Those fights always start with the lateness. So like I'm going to guess like the prelims didn't even start till like 9:30 or 10 p.m.
No, prelim started at 6.
Oh, 6. Okay.
But I didn't get there until 9:30.
So hold on. So, and you had a flight at what, 8?
8:15.
So you had a Uber. All right. I'm going to guess 3:15.
I would think later. You got back to your friend's place at 5:15.
Oh, no, that's deep. 4 a.m.
Okay.
4 a.m. Because the fights ended about 1:30 a.m. And then the clock flipped a half hour later, all of a sudden it was 2:30. So the fights essentially ended at 2:30. By the time you walk to the parking garage, get to the car, get out of the traffic, get out of the city, and then get back to Parkland, Florida, 4 a.m. Yeah.
Sounds like a nightmare.
That's why I tell Mar, I mean, for one, I don't want to pay $80 every week for these fights. But the other thing is they end so late. It's like, I'm out.
They end late, but it's awesome. I mean, to me, I've now been to 3 or 4 UFC pay-per-views. We went years ago. I think Dana White gave us tickets at one point. We also had a buddy, had a bachelor party. We saw like Chuck Liddell. That's how long ago.
That is a while
That's how long ago we went to the fights.
You guys went to UFC when dinosaurs were roaming the earth.
But last night, the big news, of course, was the Academy Awards.
That's correct.
And Oppenheimer, I think, won a bunch of Academy Awards. Our pal Kevin McCarthy covers it for Fox 5, joins us right now.
He probably
Kevin.
Hasn't even gone to sleep yet.
Is this a big day for him?
Oh, he loves it.
Is this your big day? Is this your Super Bowl, buddy?
Good morning, my Ricks. Oh, it's 100% my Super Bowl. Christopher Nolan finally has an Oscar. I do want to mention, are mentioning UFC. I interviewed Jake Gyllenhaal over the weekend. I know I talked to you guys on Friday. I know you guys are doing a Roadhouse screening for the listeners. I think it's at noon.
Next
What's
week.
The date again?
Next week.
Next Wednesday.
Wednesday.
20th, I believe, is the date.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. And so I was talking to Gyllenhaal about this, and I know you guys have seen this footage. So So they filmed part of the film at UFC 285. And I guess I was talking to him about it because they did it in front of, they did it the same way Bradley Cooper did A Star Is Born. So for people who don't remember, for A Star Is Born, when he would go out on stage and he would sing as his character from Star Is Born, he would jump out onto real stages in the middle of other people's sets to get real crowd reactions. So, like, weirdly enough, I think one of the shows he ended up doing, Kris Kristofferson was playing next or had just played, who was obviously in the one of the original Star Is Borns. And so Cooper got on stage in between one of those sets and just played. So similar to that, Gyllenhaal did that for UFC.
Did Sylvester Stallone kind of start this for Rocky Balboa? Because I believe he did something similar during a fight card for Rocky Balboa, which was the sixth installment of the Rocky series, where he went out with Antonio Tarver and did that bit so that they could have real crowd shots.
Yeah, and I remember you interviewed him for that. He came to D.C., I remember that.
Correct.
JP. And what's interesting about the way they did it for this one was they Gyllenhaal was telling me they had a seven-minute window, and they had three plans based on how – everything was based on how long the fights went, how long the cards went, because they had to find a little window for Gyllenhaal to jump in this ring and film a fake fight. And I guess the audience had to somehow believe it. So weird. They had cameras set up. It's a really cool thing. So for anybody who's interested in this new Roadhouse movie, the logistics of how they shot a fake fight at an actual UFC event in the Octagon with Bruce Buffer and everything, it's awesome. So
very cool. All right, so let's talk Academy Awards. You loved Oppenheimer. You just said great for Christopher Nolan.
They were the overwhelming favorite to win.
Yeah, I mean, it was a huge night. I mean, like, listen, I've said this before on the show. Christopher Nolan's my favorite filmmaker of all time. It used to be Tarantino. But in my lifetime, just to see a filmmaker like that and kind of what they're able to do and the idea of bringing people to theaters the way they have. I mean, again, I've said this before, and this is a different hour of the show, so I'm assuming different people listening. But, like, at the end of the day, for a three-hour R-rated historical drama shot partially in black and white to make nearly $1 billion at the box office. And then for, like, Eric, you said your son went and saw it multiple times. I think Cakes, I think you said you saw it or a couple times.
I didn't say my son saw it multiple times.
My son
times.
Saw it twice in,
Did
the,
I?
In the theaters.
I guess Cakes' that. Son, yeah. He's yeah.
How many
mixing it up.
You saw
I saw it,
it
once. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Either way, the like younger audiences went and saw that movie and they loved it. And so, yeah, I remember Cakes. You said your son saw it multiple times, but yeah. So it was a huge deal for that to win Best Picture last night. Chris Nolan never won an Oscar in terms of directing, and you know, for a picture. I mean, it was just crazy. Now, I don't know if you guys saw the end of the show, but Al Pacino was the one who basically introduced the Best Picture. And it was the most anticlimactic thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, the dude came out. He didn't even read the nominations.
How old does he look?
He's not even that old. I think he's like, what? Is he 80 something?
Is he in the 80s? Well, okay. That's pretty old.
But. I mean, like, he's not like, he's not like, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know that I consider 80 super old anymore. My grandmother's 98.
He's 83.
Who, De Niro?
No, Pacino.
Oh, Pacino did
Pacino.
It. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Pacino did it. And so it was just so awkward because, like, this was the biggest award of the night. And all he did was he opened the envelope and goes, oh, I see Oppenheimer. That's literally what he said. It was so – and I don't know. Listen, I don't know. I don't know if maybe he was just tired. I don't know.
Yeah, here's part
of it.
Well,
dude, he's 83.
Sometimes 83-year-olds,
he's got no energy.
They can act erratically, especially when it's late.
But here's the thing, though. Like, there are tons of, like filmmakers. I think – I want to say, like, there's a lot of filmmakers who are in their 80s. I don't know. It doesn't matter. This is not an age discussion. I've just seen Al Pacino in current time not, you know, being completely fine with talking and doing what he was doing in terms of the movies and interviews he was doing, like, for Irishman and all those things a couple years ago.
Maybe he's tired. Doesn't he have a baby? Didn't he just have a kid with a young woman? Like, maybe the kid's keeping him up at night.
Honestly, that might be it. Maybe he just hasn't been sleeping because of his new baby. that probably is it. But anyway, so it was just a weird moment because, like, it was the biggest award of the night, and you assume there's going to be a little bit of, like, you know, build up and tension, and like you read the nominees and then you cut to the cameras of all the people waiting to see who's going to win. There was none of that. He just walked out, said it, and then that was the whole. It didn't even feel like it was like real.
Kevin, I did think it was cool how they. Now, I didn't make it all the way to Best Actor, but I saw when they did like Best Supporting for both men and women, they had like five previous winners come out and do a little bit about each of the nominees. I thought that was a nice touch.
Yeah, that was a cool touch. My only problem with that was it felt awkward at times. What Case is referring to is for the four major acting categories, previous winners from the past came out and spoke about the nominees. And then the question I kept having was, do these actors really know each other that well? Like in the sense of like, if Sam Rockwell is introducing Robert Downey Jr.'s Oscar, like I think they know each other because they worked at Iron Man 3 together. Yeah. But some of the pairings, I was like, dude.
That
like,
one was funny in particular because Downey came up and I think he dapped up Rockwell and he acknowledged one of the other guys that was on the stage. And then I think he gave like Mahershala Ali. I think he just gave him the Heisman.
Oh, really?
And then he went and started talking to the crowd. Like,
was that?
Oh no. The Heisman in that moment was, that was Ke Huy Quan. Because Ke Huy Quan had just won the Oscar last year for Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Right.
He was the one, and he was handing the Oscar to Downey, and Downey just took it and didn't even like shake his hand. Yeah, it was
funny. It just made me laugh.
You start to wonder though, in a moment like that, are you even aware of what you're doing?
Right. That's true. That's a good point.
I mean, you get up on that stage. That's another thing is like, you know, with Pacino, it's like he came out there. Some people were just saying it was like, that's just how Pacino is. He just doesn't care.
Right.
He just walks out and just,
he gives zero F's at this point.
Right.
Doesn't care.
All right. So real quick, give me a rundown. So who won Best Supporting Actor and Best Supporting Actress and what movies?
Yeah. So obviously I said picture went to Oppenheimer, director went to Oppenheimer, actor went to Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer. This was obviously a big win. I mentioned on Friday that the big debate between actor was going to be Cillian Murphy or Paul Giamatti for The Holdovers. And obviously Cillian ended up winning last night, which is incredible. I mean, this is one of the best actors working today. Peaky Blinders, everything he's done, he's just amazing. The big surprise of the night really was Lily Gladstone losing the Oscar to Emma Stone. I think a lot of people, I am included in one of those, I thought that Lily Gladstone was going to win the Oscar. She won the SAG Award. The SAG Awards is the big Oscar, the big voting branch of the Oscars, and that seemed to make sense to me. But Emma Stone now has her second Oscar, which is incredible. Also a crazy statistic, and I think I have this right, Billie Eilish, I think, is 22. She now has two Oscars.
Wow.
So she won her song for No Time to Die.
Cakes loved it.
No. The one she did from Barbie, I thought was the most boring song I've ever heard.
Okay, I got to disagree. So
Can you play it, Valdez? I don't even know the song.
It's a great song. Eric, you're not going to know it, even if you heard it. So for people, what I was trying to say was, Billie Eilish won an Oscar a few years ago for No Time to Die, the Bond film. Great film. Her and her brother Phineas are like two of the best artists working today. And then they won again last night for their Barbie song, which was remarkable. But I will say, I think the entire show was upstaged by Ryan Gosling. I was talking to a buddy of mine about this. This was one of the greatest Oscar moments I've ever seen.
Why?
Like, you guys have,
what did
you
do?
He just sang a song. It's not like I don't know how to explain it, but you have to put it on. Like, the dude, see, that's why I liked Barbie, because he fully committed to the role of Ken. I mean, whatever you want to say about Barbie, whatever you want to say about the movie or whatever, but the performance, I actually loved the movie Barbie. I thought it was fantastic. But the performance was absolutely legendary. Just Google his performance last night at the Oscars. I think every single person in that room was shocked.
What made it legendary? Because you weren't expecting him to have a good voice, or he sings. I mean, he dances. What does he do that's so legendary?
Oh, voice sounded amazing. The dancing was amazing. I think the brilliant part of it, and I don't know if any of you guys have seen Barbie, but I think the tone of Barbie is that it doesn't take itself seriously, but it does at the exact same time. So Gosling, I think, is one of those dry, funny guys who's just like extremely in the middle of that tone where it's like he's on the verge of making fun of himself, but he's also on the verge of emotionally thinking that this is a real thing. And I think that's kind of what makes him so funny. Did you ever see a movie called The Nice Guys with Gosling and Russell Crowe?
No.
You guys should see that.
I did see that.
Great comedy. So anyways, real quick on a couple other big moments of the night. Supporting actor went to Robert Downey Jr. Supporting actress went to Davine Joy Randolph. There were some really passionate speeches last night. I was very happy with just kind of the pacing of the show. I thought Kimmel crushed. I will say this, and I'm surprised he did this, but the beginning of the show, there is a joke that he makes about Robert Downey Jr. that I just thought was extremely old. It didn't need to be made, and he stayed on it way too long, and it made it – there was like a good 2 or 3 minutes of just completely uncomfortable feeling of watching Downey take – like you know, try and brush this joke off. Oh. And, you know, people who know Robert Downey Jr.'s history, I mean, obviously he had a lot of history in the past with, you know, a lot of things that were happening in his life and drugs and things like that. I mean, those are just alleged things, but obviously there's just a lot of things that did happen to him in his career. And then he bounced back, and Iron Man obviously changed everything for him. But it was just weird for Kimmel to bring that back up on the night he's winning the Oscar. And it was kind of like he says some joke about, like, Robert Downey Jr. has never been higher in his life than now. And then he puts his finger on his nose or something. And it was just, you know... It's not really that funny anymore. I don't know. I just kind of wanted Downey to have his night and, you know, win the Oscar and not have to deal with, you know, stuff like that. But whatever.
You don't want his name sullied.
So it actually made you uncomfortable?
It's okay. If that's the biggest adversity RDJ is facing around, I think he's going to be all right.
Well, I just think, and I'm not sitting here trying to say, like, you know, oh, poor Robert Downey Jr. It was just like one of those things where, like, if you know, people have things in their past, and it's like, why does that one thing need to come up? I don't know. It's just weird.
What was his reaction when he said it?
Oh, he looked visibly angry.
Yeah, really? Like, okay.
Yeah. Look up Kimmel or Robert Downey Jr. Now, Robert is such a, like, he's such a professional that, like, you can see his mind working in as, cause the camera's right on him as the joke's being done. And it just didn't feel, it felt inappropriate.
So I don't know how you could jock Kimmel when you said, like, for 2-3 minutes, he just, you know, did that. I mean, there's a lot of people saying that was very awkward and uncomfortable. And
oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is that the word
outside
today?
Of that moment, everything else, I thought he was great. Like there's. Did you guys see the John Cena thing?
I saw the John Cena thing.
Negative.
Yes, he looks sexy.
He gets very uncomfortable on the air.
Yeah,
dude, this was. I cannot believe how they pulled this off. No pun intended. Like this is one of the most insane bits I've ever seen on the Oscars. So for people who don't know what we're referring to, John Cena is, like, standing behind, like, a wall, and Kimmel comes out and presents this joke about the idea of, why don't we, you know, there was a streaker at the Oscars years ago, and they played this clip of a guy who ran out on stage naked during one of the presentations. And they were like, well, you know, we're not going to have anybody streak here tonight. And then they cut to, like Cena behind this wall, and you can tell he's, like, not, he's naked. And all of a sudden, I don't know how they did this, Cena just starts to walk out on stage completely naked. But, like, you got to look at the video, because he's wearing some device or some contraption that makes it look like he's holding an envelope over his area. But it's so perfectly placed and so extremely, like, close that it's almost uncomfortable. And so I saw a backstage photo of how they did it. I guess it was like the envelope he was holding was not real, of course. And then it was tied to some, like, nude color underwear that he was wearing. It was really weird. But I still can't believe they got away with it on TV, because he was basically naked. It was wild. But yeah, there was some funny Kimmel bits. I think the Downey Jr. joke was not funny. But other than that, I'm still a little, like, personally upset that Oppenheimer didn't get that, like, tension-filled Best Picture moment, because Pacino just read it real quickly. But other than that, it was
so. Let me ask you real quick: was Bradley Cooper up for that
role?
As a composer or whatever? Maestro, yeah. And so he didn't win again?
No, Cooper, I think that was Cooper's ninth Oscar nomination. And I think that, I mean, he didn't win. I mean, and that was the whole thing. I mean, the other thing that was crazy last night, and this is just me being nerdy, this would be like, I don't know, like in football, if the greatest quarterback of all time was giving an award to the next greatest quarterback of all time. It was like Spielberg giving Nolan his best director Oscar last night. And like thinking to myself, like, this guy grew up watching Spielberg movies, and then Spielberg hands him his first Oscar. Just wild.
That had to get you so
Kevin, we got to run. Get your NFL tracker ready. The tampering period has begun for NFL free agency.
Here come the signings, baby.
I am all sights.
All
right. Butt sights for J.J. McCarthy and Penix Jr. Let's get all silly.
That's the draft. That's not free agency. That's the draft.
Thank you, Kevin.
Okay. Still baby
steps. That's what happens when you're you're into Barbie and the NFL.
It's impossible to be in both.
He only has so much bandwidth he can dedicate.
All right, got to take a break. We'll fill you in on some of the quarterback movement and signings and more throughout the show as the legal tampering period for NFL free agency has begun. You want to give us a call? You can always reach us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Mike Jones will join us, NFL writer for The Athletic. Tom Lavero, sports columnist at The Washington Times, joins us at 9. NFL free agency, it officially kicks off on Wednesday, but it's here. Yeah. I'm on NFL.com, and you see some of the signings already. You had a lot of movement over the weekend. Some guys that won't hit free agency, for example, Baker Mayfield. He agreed to a three-year deal worth up to $115 million to stay in Tampa.
He's getting paid.
It's unbelievable.
The Patriots traded Mac Jones. He's now a backup quarterback for the Jaguars. They got a six-round pick for him.
I'm shocked they got a six-round pick for him.
I think Kendrick Bourne signed like a $30 million deal for the Patriots.
33.
But the biggest news is our security guy downstairs, Carlos, Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
He loves the Steelers.
I walked in. He's like, hey, what's going on? And I just said, Russell Wilson. He goes, what? So he was unaware, but Russell Wilson will be with the Pittsburgh Steelers this year. It was interesting to hear from a Steelers fan. He goes, ugh. He kind of paused like it wasn't celebratory. He did then ultimately, he processed it about 20 seconds later. He goes, two more wins. Okay, sounds about right. Well, based on what you had.
If you're a Steelers fan, you look at it like at best, we have the third best quarterback situation in just the division, maybe the fourth. Depending on what goes on with Cleveland, if Deshaun Watson can get out of his way and actually live up to the deal that they signed him to.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't see where there's a lot of upside to Russell Wilson, Kenny Pickett quarterback combo in Pittsburgh.
Well, I don't think Kenny Pickett's going to play. I just think he's a market upgrade over Pickett, even in a diminished state.
Look, Pittsburgh's desperate. I mean, they're desperate.
I think it's a good move for them.
Whether based on Kenny Pickett, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I would agree. I would agree with Cakes. It's probably the fourth best situation, depending on what happens with Cleveland.
They just have to get better, and they got better.
But they know they can't, you know, they're not going to get better through the draft at that position, and there's nobody else really to go out and get. I mean, Cousins is probably going to Atlanta. So Wilson, I agree. It's an upgrade.
They finished 10-7 last year.
I know.
With that terrible quarterback play.
The two more wins get to
Kenny Pickett. Yeah, if they get two more wins. They finished with 10 wins with Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph and the mess at quarterback. And what I'd say about Russell Wilson is he's not going to put up these gaudy stats anymore. They have Arthur Smith as the offensive coordinator, so no quarterback was going to put up gaudy stats. They're going to try and pound the football.
Sure.
But Russell Wilson, for the most part, takes care of the ball.
Yeah, maybe that's all they need. They just need a caretaker for the offense, and that's the role they envision him in.
Yeah. But I would agree. It's an upgrade.
Definitely an upgrade. I thought he was going to go there all along.
They're not winning a Super Bowl with Russell Wilson.
No.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not ruling anything out for anybody.
Well,
if they win 12 games,
is Mahomes still playing in Kansas City?
I mean, they can have a bad game. Mahomes is better, sure. But if they actually win 12 games, that'd be crazy.
26 touchdowns with only 8 interceptions last season.
I'm going under 12 wins for the Steelers.
Yeah, I would go under 12 as well.
I'm going to go winning season.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
it's hard. He's had 17 straight, I think, or whatever it is.
He's a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer.
I could see that, but that could be 9-8.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I thought this was a no-brainer.
Kenny Pickett in two seasons, and I like him. I thought he had potential, but in two seasons, the numbers don't lie. He has 13 career touchdowns.
Yeah, what do you like
in
about
two seasons
specifically?
I watched him play against the Ravens in person, and I thought he
how
can
many
make all the throws.
Does he have?
13.
13 interceptions, 13 touchdowns?
Yeah.
And you hate Sam Howell?
In 25 games. I've never said I hate Sam Howell. I just don't think he's a starter.
Well, then I don't know what you think Kenny Pickett is.
He's not a starter anymore with Russell Wilson. That's my point. That even last year, when Russell Wilson supposedly was terrible, he doubled Kenny Pickett's career touchdown total in one season.
Do I want to fade Mike Tomlin and bet that he's not going to make the playoff or finish with a losing record for the first time?
I wouldn't do it.
I probably shouldn't do that.
I also feel like
I kind of want to do it.
I also feel like Tomlin's a great guy to coach Wilson and his ego and everything else, right?
Like, knock him down like 5 pegs.
There's no chance.
You had an office in Denver? Yeah. You had like a whole floor at their complex? That's not happening here.
Right.
That's not happening in Pittsburgh.
You get a locker in a corner.
Yeah.
Like everybody else.
Right.
Yeah, I think that would be good for Russ, just to be one of the guys.
Right.
He's got to earn everything he gets. I think I'm rooting for a comeback for him. I'm kind of torn.
Look at this heel
because,
turn.
You know, we had a nasty divorce in Seattle, but it is almost sad at this point. But there was a stat that I saw from Warren Sharp the other day that said 27%, so almost a third of Russell Wilson's passes last year were behind the line of scrimmage.
Right. Yeah, I saw that.
And 62% of his passes were within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage.
What's going on with Sean Payton's offense? Is he just not trusting?
No, I think that's a Russell Wilson. I think that's a Russell Wilson
issue.
Russ
thing. Okay.
I think that's why Payton was pissed.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I saw the same thing.
He can't be trusted for any intermediate throws, and then he'll occasionally throw the long bomb, the moonshot.
So he's Charlie checkdown.
He's checkdown or moonball. Yeah, nothing in between. Yeah.
But yeah, I think Tomlin would be a great coach for us at this point in his career.
I don't think he's going to be asked to do too much. I mean, that's part of the thing with Kenny Pickett.
That might be perfect.
Yeah,
it's going to be a lot of Najee Harris.
They try and win.
I think the last thing you want to do is ask Russell Wilson to win you a game every week. This way, you just manage the game. He should be good at
that. But he's got some receivers he can throw to there. I mean, they got some decent receivers, Pickens and DJ.
Mm-hmm.
But
though DJ's name's been floated around in trade rumors, so I don't know if he's going to be there or not. And Pickens is kind of... You know, he's mercurial. He's a little bit
out
there.
He's probably hard to coach.
He's a diva.
But, but he's got talent.
Oh, he certainly does.
He's got talent, yeah. But I don't know. That's a very difficult division, so I don't know. We'll see.
When is Kirk going to make his decision? I read something, just a headline this morning, that another sign that he's probably going to be leaving the Vikings. I didn't read the article. I just read the headline.
The Vikings are basically waiting with bated breath and hoping that he chooses that.
What, he takes some discount?
Which just sounds
he hasn't
like,
taken a discount
like
ever.
He's going to... go to Atlanta.
But
I did see they have a little bit of a competitive advantage that they have like 2 extra days to negotiate with him before I think other teams can negotiate.
Okay.
Although during this legal tampering period,
what does that
people
matter?
Are talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, I did
if,
see though that
if,
Kyle
if Cousins
Pitts,
goes to Atlanta, what does Minnesota do?
Then they're stuck. You know, here's what they do.
Draft.
They grasp and trade up in the draft, possibly.
Are they the ones that had Aiden O'Connell filling in for him?
No.
Aiden O'Connell's with the Raiders.
He was Vegas.
Who was the guy that filled in for him?
It was a guy from BYU.
Hall from
Jaren
BYU.
Jaren Hall, I believe.
Yikes.
Yeah. They're
going to be in a bad
situation.
They're
drawing kind of thin at quarterback if Kirk's
not
there.
Then you go to the secondary market, the Jacoby Brissett's of the world.
Right. Garoppolo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I did see that Kyle Pitts kind of rebuffed. Remember the story that supposedly Kirk has like a realtor in Atlanta, and that he was already looking to figure out who's got his number.
His
and
wife
it's Kyle
is from
Pitts.
There. Yeah,
and I think Kyle Pitts rebuffed that and said nobody's approached me about my number.
Right, of course, all just rumor, speculation.
But I didn't realize his wife was from there.
From there,
that's the kind of thing that could move him.
Julie Cousins from the ATL area.
Right.
Well, from George.
Alpharetta.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go with the Atlanta area in general.
Yeah. George is a pretty big state.
It is pretty large, yeah.
I mean, I just told you, like, Eric asked me, how was Miami for UFC? It's like, I stayed in Parkland, Florida. Right. I went to Miami for the fights.
How far away is Parkland from Miami?
It Half was hour? About a 45, 50-minute drive.
Okay, got you. Well,
you're going to start hearing some stuff. You know, obviously, you've already heard some big names with Russ and yeah, the trade over the weekend with Mac Jones. Mac Jones goes to Jacksonville for a sixth rounder. Wow. But you'll start hearing some rumors today.
Yeah, but people are saying, like, the Commanders, that they'll be surprised if they're big players on. They're like, that Adam Peters is more of a day two guy. Like, you know, as
he lets everybody else spend.
Get on the
he
cheap.
He swoops in.
Yeah, he's not going to go crazy and sign some big name guy. Now,
do you want a Commanders rumor?
That could blow up in my face when you announce they signed somebody.
Yeah, give me a rumor.
This is from NFL notifications on Twitter. I don't know how great of a background it is. About 37,000 followers. It says NFL updates for the latest insider information.
Mm-hmm.
It says Commanders expected to be top contenders to land offensive tackle Tyron Smith and tight end Gerald Everett.
Hmm. I saw that rumor yesterday. Saw that they're in on Patrick Queen out of the Ravens, too.
I saw that rumor.
There's so many rumors.
But Patrick Queen, I did a little background research on that one, and he's literally rumored to be on about 10 teams.
Right.
So I don't know that the Commanders have a leg up. Before the show started, I asked Cakes, I was like, well, the Commanders have signed anybody by the time the show's over.
I'm going to say no.
I think he said yes.
I said yes.
Yeah.
But you can always fade me.
I hope you're right.
That would be cool, especially if it was a big name. That would be nice. So old BK back there, Byron Kirk, can give us the...
That's right. Byron Kirk's here in the building. Right. For any breaking news.
Live update, breaking news.
Right. Well, we need help anyway. It could literally be any position.
The other guy at tackle that I saw them possibly linked to was Jonah Williams from the Bengals.
Yeah, his name's been thrown about.
Yeah. Tyron Smith and Jonah Williams.
A lot of buzz on them signing a center. Yes. That sounds super boring to me.
Well, yeah, but they've got holes everywhere.
I understand that they need
it. They need one big time.
I'm just telling you, the guy that snaps the ball, to me, boring.
Yeah, but it's more important than that. And it was really highlighted when Rouye would go out. Oh, like,
understood.
When you get busted up the middle, you can't do anything.
Didn't they have a great record with Chase Rouye for some reason?
They kind of
relative.
Did. Yeah. No, I mean,
relative to their other record.
Yeah, yeah. No, definitely.
By the way, I'm hearing Saquon to the Eagles.
Well, he's going to be better when Jalen Hurts rushes for 20 touchdowns next year.
Tyron Smith is 33 years old.
Yeah,
and he misses a lot of games.
I'm going to guess that rumor
is Would you rather have Jonah Williams, who's, what is he, 27, 26?
Probably. I don't know.
Than Tyron?
I mean, I don't know. I'm not an offensive line guy. I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying, would you rather have the younger guy?
All things being equal, sure.
I don't know who's better.
Yeah, all things being equal.
But, yeah, I don't know if it's equal.
I mean, I do like taking away from your, you know, division rival.
Speaking of division rivals, I'm not willing to predict this yet, but I said don't rule out a hand that the Commanders can move up and have a year where they could compete for a playoff spot. Another factor is the teams in division could be going backwards. The Eagles have now lost Jason Kelce to retirement and Fletcher Cox to retirement.
And I saw
those are big hits.
Yeah. And I saw that they're rumored to be in the trade market to get rid of some of their defensive linemen.
Now this
Sweat and who am I missing? Reddick.
So this could be old data, but and it, obviously as it's from a study when he was with Houston. But Charlie did did Kimes podcast, right? And Charlie said when they were there, they researched teams that turned it around with new staffs and everything and got to the playoffs within 3 years.
Hey, he talked about this on our show.
Okay, did he mention that what they found was you had to have 12 starters?
Yes.
And that he said, I mean, do you think we have 12 starters that are going to be here in 3 years?
Don't know.
I mean, probably
possibly
have three or four.
Maybe by the end of, I mean, we'll see where they are after the draft this year.
He has some work to do.
After the draft this year and free agency this year, they may have 12. You know what I mean? They're going to draft guys that they hope are the building blocks of the contender
of
the future.
Might have five or six right here. I mean, they might have three that'll be here in 3 years. So I would doubt they're going to have 12 after the draft of free agency. In other words.
So in 3 years, will they have 12 starters after.
From this opening day roster.
From the opening day roster. And he says he finds it unlikely. And I think he's probably right. We're just further. We're like an expansion team. We really are.
Well, you better hope the quarterback's one of them.
All right, we'll keep you up to date throughout the show.
That's the biggest one.
Mike Jones, NFL writer for The Athletic, will join us as the legal tampering period for NFL free agency is underway. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. I told you I got like an hour and a half of sleep after the UFC on Saturday night into Sunday morning. And I flew out on Spirit Airlines.
Oh. Yeah.
And it was fine.
Are you out on Spirit?
I'm not out on Spirit, but the one thing that I Look, I'm like a lot of you guys, right? When you fly, you start looking for deals. Sure. I happen to use Orbitz. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of sites. Maybe I should just go directly to the airlines, whatever. But I'll, when I sort, some people sort by different things. I sort by price. Mm-hmm. I sort lowest to highest.
First is nonstop.
Okay.
That's nonstop, the first priority. First.
Nonstop first, then price.
Yes. Okay. Because you don't want to stop somewhere.
I was nonstop to Fort Lauderdale is the airport that I flew to.
Right.
But I'm actually going to Puerto Rico in 2 weeks, and I made the mistake probably because I was booking kind of two trips at once. Mm-hmm. And then when you put the total, four of us are going to Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
Two of us, actually originally it was going to be four of us to Fort Lauderdale. And when you put those two totals together, it's a lot just in flights. And then in Puerto Rico, we're got an Airbnb for part of it, got a hotel at a resort for part of it. So you try and save where you can, and it shows up as Spirit Airlines. And Spirit, it was fine. I had a good experience. It was easy. No problem. But to Puerto Rico, my flight leaves BWI at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to get up at like 3 to leave to get to the airport.
Well, yeah, hold on. You couldn't find a later flight?
I probably could have, but I didn't want to like blow a day because sometimes if you leave here, you know how it is. If you're going for a week and you're going to the beach, you don't want to arrive at like 8 p.m.
Right, you're burning it. I get it. You're burning it today.
Because you're going to have to pay for the hotel.
Yeah, but you knew that Saturday night was going to be a late night. So you got to think to yourself, all right, Sunday morning, all right, 10 o'clock at the earliest.
Yeah.
So I can sleep in a little bit.
I wasn't really thinking about it. I was focused more on the price, And it didn't bother me so much in Miami. But the one moving forward, would you leave an airport at 6 a.m.? That's really early.
I mean, that's early. I've done it before.
I've done it before. It sucks.
You just got to get up so early. I get my whole family into the car by like 3:30, I guess.
Got to tell them
if you want to get there 2 hours early.
You got to brace them for it the night before. Like you're waking up super early. There's no packing in the morning of. You got to be fully packed and just pour into the car.
Yeah, it's not going to be fun.
Head to the airport.
It'll be worth it when we're in Puerto Rico at like 11 because then that day we can hang out at the beach, see my family, whatever we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But it just struck me when I looked at the next trip. I was like, oh.
You don't ponder that, though, when you're booking the flight?
No, I looked at price. And at I saved $1,000.
No, I understand. But, I mean, I'm always keenly aware of what time I have to get up.
The truth is, with Spirit, I don't know if I saved money. Because they charge you for carry-on.
Right.
Mm. What, $25 a bag?
Keep thinking that. No, it's like $60.
$60? Usually it's like $45, $50 or something.
Yeah. I'm not playing them.
They dupe you with look how low the ticket price is, but then all the add-ons.
They get
the
you
bags.
With everything.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you.
And then I got two aisle seats. I think those cost us like another $25
on
top.
They charge you extra for the aisle seats?
Yeah. It's like crazy. We're talking about surge pricing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to sit in the aisle seats in row 24 and not be in the dead last row, which I actually have no problem being the dead last row. On the way to Florida, dead last row.
I don't mind being the last row, but I do mind being last to board because then I often have to, I can't have my carry-on near me and they take it and they put it in the, in the thing.
Yeah.
So I've lately been at the sucker that pays $20 to board early.
Oh, you are.
Okay. I fall prey to it all the time.
Yeah.
Because it like when everyone else is boarding and then I'm like group six, I want to kill myself.
Yeah.
Because by the time I get to my nub seat, there's no overhead compartment. I can't put, I always have two bags. It sucks.
I just
they get you with
bag.
So many add-ons.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I often travel with my big cameras, and I don't trust that. So I have to have that with me and then anything else.
I saw this guy at the airport who had it was a guitar, but it looked like extra long and extra big. I was, where does he put that on a flight?
A guitar, you got to bring that on the plane. Maybe they have a closet or something.
Yeah.
Like you can't put that anywhere else. They'll destroy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe if you had a hard case.
The flight attendants usually find a spot for that.
They know that some guy, some donk's going to have his guitar. I've seen that. You know where did I see that? When I was in Nashville.
Okay.
Everybody, obviously.
Yeah.
I was in a Nashville airport and everyone has a guitar. like in the luggage.
Every aspiring country music.
Well, they're just all wearing it over their back or whatever. Mm. Speaking of traveling, my wife was in Orlando this weekend with my daughter for volleyball, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, come back last night, and I was all excited because,
I was kind of somewhat holding it down. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was in New York for a day, but back. And then she dropped the bomb on me last night that I forgot. That she's out of town the next 3 days, too, for a conference. And so I have to be the Kate's taxi driver. Oh. And that just ruined. I mean, it's going to be spectacular on Tuesday and Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I mean, like
and,
70
and
degrees.
Thursday.
Yeah.
I know Thursday, but I might be able to do it. But I'm just saying, the next 3 days, I'm just going to be, you know, being a dad, which is great, but it does ruin any
pones or outings.
Anything I want to do, sort of on my own time, I can't split it with anybody.
Hurts.
Well, seriously, the weather this weekend was brutal. Saturday was absolutely brutal. Yesterday sucked. Didn't rain, but it was windy, cold and windy. Today going to be cold and windy again.
I was in the rain on Saturday up in New York, Staten Island, for about 5 hours because we did 2 hours of tailgate. We did the 2 hours plus game.
I don't know how you did
and then
that,
like an hour afterwards. Pouring rain, freezing.
Did someone have a tent? Obviously, someone
had
a tent.
We had some tents.
But still, it was to sit out there in 40 degrees, windy.
Oh, it's
probably raining sideways.
Wait,
just gross.
You have no tent when you're watching a game.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, it's brutal.
I have not really seriously considered moving to Florida. But being
now
there for a couple days and the weather being so nice, I did a couple runs out there. I mean, it was almost hot.
Yeah.
And then just when you get on, what do they call that? The jet walk, whatever the heck you call that.
Sure.
And I got off the plane and just felt it. I was like, what am I doing with my life?
Why am I wasting my time?
I get why people retire to Florida or Puerto Rico or wherever.
We gotta move this show.
Seriously. Gotta uproot.
We should have a meeting for the next contract. Just move the show.
I did this only because my friend, he didn't dare me to do it, but he's big into your sauna guy. He's
big into
cold plunge.
He's a maniac.
I'm a hot guy. Like the hot weather of Florida was appealing to me, and just for the sake of it, I did the cold plunge.
How long did you last?
You know what? He was supposed
to
keep a timer.
Or something, right?
I think I did about 6 to 7 minutes.
Oh, my God. I don't know how you did that.
Well, I thought he was going to tell me, like, he has a really nice pool. And he was sitting there for a while. And he's like, just go in. So I just went in. And then I yelled at him, like, how long's it been? And he wasn't there. And then I just kind of counted in my head. Or 6 minutes. But
do you know what the temp is?
His was like 49 degrees, 50 degrees.
I had to swap out the water in my hot tub. That was my whole day activity yesterday, right? Because you have to drain it, you got to clean it, you got to put the new water in. So when I put the new water in before it heated, I had to put the filter in and put my arm all the way down, you know? And it was 53 degrees. Mm. And I think it has to be minimum of 50 for it to technically qualify as a cold plunge.
Right.
Just putting my arm in, swapping out the filter, I was like, are you kidding me? There's a 0% chance I'd put my whole body in this.
Yeah. People do it all the time.
He's freezing.
He raves about it, that it helps his inflammation and this and that.
I believe
his wife raved about it.
You know what
I went
else?
In
You'll
and the
weight.
First thing I did when I got out of there
was
I'm jumping in the hot pool.
Well, yeah, of course.
And I jumped in that hot pool right after.
It helps everything. I do believe it's very...
Supposedly. I've seen other studies which counter it and say, oh, it's a lot of
hype. I do believe that it helps. But you have iron will.
Yeah,
if you can
be
do
committed
it.
I did it
to do
simply
it.
Because of the peer pressure, and it was the last day. He's like, "Didn't you say you were going to do this? You always say
you could say my kids were going to be struck by lightning if I couldn't do it. If I didn't make it 3 minutes, I couldn't make it. I'd say sorry, guys. See you in heaven.
Good run.
See you in heaven.
All right, coming up next, let's tackle what you want the Commanders to do in free agency. The NFL tampering period's here. Maybe we'll get a signing on the show today. We're hearing more and more NFL news. It's underway. Official on Wednesday, but you can now negotiate with players, with agents right now. What do you want the Commanders to attack in free agency? 800-636-1067. We'll tackle that next here on The Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.